So meditation is like first steps. Or it was first steps for me anyway. It helps with hypnotic trance. I came by meditation for productivity and as a way to unwind. It can be really relaxing if and when you decouple it from outside expectations and just let it be what it is. If you arrive to meditate with intention to experience whatever happens, truly, honestly, openly, it helps. And that means having as few preconceived notions as possible. It might be useful to imagine that I have a slightly different approach to meditation than a lot of other people. And so what you may have been led to expect from a meditative session could be very different from what I'm aiming to achieve and what you'll experience as we work together. With the increasing popularity of meditation, people can show up with a few too many expectations, mostly ones they've placed upon themselves. Actually meditating, achieving a meditative state, and working your way inward, then outward again, is a unique and fulfilling experience. So while meditation itself might be in the periphery of your consciousness, say as a result of its recent popularity, because of course it is much in vogue, well, I welcome and invite you to experience it with the attitude that maybe there are different approaches, and if you take the time to undergo meditative thought, you can find them. I mentioned time, so before we let go, get into the moment and the experience, make sure there's enough time. I'd like you to ensure that before we get started. Set aside enough time. You can see the duration of this audio and of the ones that'll follow. So set aside the time so you can exist through them. Set aside a little more time than you need. The length is labeled clearly, so go ahead and set aside extra time. Because when you meditate, and you do it in a soothing and familiar setting, maybe you'll want to savor or bask in the experience afterward. Maybe, at times, you will want or need to work through something emotionally or intellectually overstimulating or just thought-provoking in the first place. Give yourself enough time to ramp up into the state of meditation and then to relax back out of it, slowly decelerating down from the experience. Time is something you can give to yourself, so set aside enough of it and then a little more. If you have to wait, maybe you have to wait. If you're confident you can dive in, then do that. Like many experiences in our sometimes disconnected or busy world, it can be difficult to hear the voice of instinct or inclination. But the one thought I leave you with, whether you proceed right now or later, whether you proceed with me or meditate in a different context with a different method proposed by a different mind, please try to give yourself time. And think that maybe you should be giving things to yourself more often.